Respected on both sides of the aisle. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Harry Reid died, 82 years old. He had pancreatic cancer. Spent 30 years in the Senate, serving as the Democrats' majority leader from 2007 to 2015.
Democrats and Republicans alike are remembering the late Senator Harry Reid as a fighter and a powerhouse of the Senate. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he never doubted Reid was doing what he earnestly, deeply felt was right for his home state of Nevada, and he will go down as a crucial, pivotal figure. Former House Speaker John Boehner, a Republican, says the two disagreed on many things, but were always honest with each other and formed a bond. Former President Barack Obama thanked Reid in a recent letter for encouragement and support and skill and determination for getting done his legislative agenda. President Biden says Reid will be remembered as a giant of our history. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
265,000 new daily coronavirus cases on average in the U.S. over the last week is the most during the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins University. It reports another 2,300 deaths yesterday. A lot of stuff's going back this week after Christmas.
Shoppers in the U.S. are expected to return $112 to $114 billion worth of merchandise purchased for the Christmas season. That's a record. The estimate comes from B-Stock Solutions, which manages liquidation for Walmart, Costco, and others. Many companies started promotions as early as September to spread out the impact of labor shortages and supply chain log jams. Apple, Saks Fifth Avenue, Nike, and others extended the return period to 60 or 90 days.
Fox's Jenny Casola. A 15-year-old boy is fighting for his life in a North Carolina hospital, accidentally shot in the head by his police officer father, according to the county district attorney. It's not known yet if any charges will be filed. The father's on the Jacksonville, North Carolina police force. America's listening to Fox News.
Age, diet, and lifestyle can take a toll on your circulatory system. If your circulation's not working at its best, neither are your heart and brain. CocoVia can help. CocoVia is a plant-based supplement that improves blood flow, promoting heart and brain health. Start your new year right. Order now at CocoVia.com. That's CocoVia.com. And use coupon code NYNY25 for 25% off. Save 25% when you shop today. These statements are not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Exergen would like you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate. The study also reports that they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they're accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. Police arrested a woman who wandered onto the tarmac over at Sky Harbor Airport. Police say the 53-year-old woman appeared to be intoxicated and was confused about her flight's departure. She got onto the tarmac through emergency doors before a grounds crew restrained her until police arrived. The woman could be charged with criminal trespass and burglary. San Luis Rio Colorado Port of Entry has resumed 24-hour operations as of Monday this week. It's in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19 between border communities. The San Luis Rio Colorado Mexican Customs Port reduced hours of operation back in April 2020. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. A new art sculpture has been unveiled in the community near the bike path on Colorado Street, east of 12th Avenue. Students from Aztec High School designed the metal art feature and had the opportunity to learn basic welding as they completed the project. More on this at yumadailynews.com. Send your ideas for local stories to newsroom at yumadailynews.com. We'll take a look. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio this morning, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Chris Wheeler, who has, three days left before he becomes the new chairman of the board for the Chamber of Commerce.
I know.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Don't make that sound ominous at all.
It's not too bad. Lisa, I think, has survived this past year.
Yeah, I still haven't opened that letter she gave me the first run.
Oh, she I'm gave kidding. Me, no. there, it might, it, possibly in the little magazine cutout letters.
Run now.
Run now.
I've got two pieces of books, she's been really helpful.
Oh, good, okay. And so I basically just thought, you know, it's kind of the downtime. The chain is actually closed this week. It's kind of the, you know, I know you're running a restaurant, you don't close.
No.
I know.
No, it's crazy.
I'm sure. That's because everybody's closed and we all want to go out to eat. We don't want to cook anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's good crazy.
We spent too much time cooking last weekend.
That feels like forever ago already.
It kind of does, actually. So I thought maybe we'd spend today in this down week kind of talking about what the Chamber is going to be doing over the next year.
Oh.
Which is why I brought you in.
And happy to do that.
And so, but basically, you were at our planning meeting last month.
Yep.
And so, as the new chair, what do you see the chamber doing next year?
Oh, so, that planning meeting, by the way, I still say recently, I think that it has set a tone for the chamber to move forward to the next 3 to 4 years easily with a nice constructive roadmap. I'd like the chamber to, now the businesses are open again, get mm-hmm. back in the business of supporting business and mm-hmm. doing what the business community needs. And reacting to some of the changing things that have happened post, you know, COVID and post shutdown. You know, we're not operating the way we were 2 years ago. We're operating in new, a lot of times more efficient ways. I think if the chamber was responsive to that we would be really doing a service.
Exactly, and that's kind of we talked about doing a member needs assessment to figure mm-hmm. out exactly because the members don't need the same things that they needed 2-3 years ago.
Right. You know, from square footage to, you know, excuse me, supply lines, that's, it's all changed.
It's all changed, and I actually, not that I really want to get into this very deeply this morning, but actually met with a member earlier this week who is having an issue, and Russ, don't chime in, with migrants at their place of business.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. So a lot of things, although that kind of is, from my understanding, came back from a couple years ago, too.
Right. Well, yeah, we had an issue back then, too. So we're not seeing that downtown, but I could certainly understand how that'd be a problem.
Well, I actually went to her place of business, and there was actually a family sitting in the front door already.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was kind of, she's like, what can we do about that? And so that's what the chamber does. Everybody hears the chamber, and they think all of our events, and I definitely want to talk about those, too. But I think that a lot of people forget that really what the chamber is here for is to help the businesses with those kinds of issues and make sure that we're keeping them in business.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah. Connecting the dots between businesses, helping businesses get a dot.
Get a dot?
You know. I made Russ smile.
Russ, you did stay quiet.
Wow. Well, I'm good with that, too.
You're good with that, too. I was like, wow, I wasn't sure if I was going to take us down a path that...
Well, you were discussing, you know, chamber business with your new...
I am.
...chairman,
yeah.
So I'm staying on the sideline.
And so, because we did a lot of that during the pandemic. I know that John started that with putting stuff on the website, making sure that people were aware of different regulations and things coming through. And it is my understanding we, at least in Yuma County, will not see new regulations, at least unless something comes from the state or the federal government.
Right, and I would agree.
But there may be more COVID relief coming, I'm starting to see.
I think that'd be fantastic for the people that this is affecting. It's, you know, coming from my side of it, we're seeing a rebound. I've got numbers that are fantastic. There are numbers from 2 years ago. We're having some of our
people want to go out and eat.
People want to go out and eat. People want to come out and socialize. You know, we've had, this is one of those things that was different, and I know the city's actively working on it, is making the extensions to premises permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, we were asked to expand outside, where there's, you know, well-ventilated areas, and if you've gone down Main Street, most of us have front patios.
Right. Right.
That was a temporary measure, but it's generated so much liveliness.
I like it.
In fact, it looks fantastic, and it's great for everyone. People get to enjoy being outside.
Yeah.
And making that permanent is one of those, you know, beneficial changes that we're all going to, you know, get to experience, hopefully, for a much, much longer period of time.
I can't see them not approving.
I don't think they will either, but I think that's one of those things, you know, we can...
Will the 5 foot change from 3 feet to the 3.5 feet to 5 feet make any difference to you?
You're going further than 5 feet.
They're going to change the regulation a little bit. They had to leave a 3.5 foot walkway, and now the mayor has asked that it be changed to a 5 foot walkway.
Which is not unreasonable.
No.
It's ADA.
You need to be able to walk through.
Yeah, to be able to walk through it.
When they had the electric parade, electric light parade. Mm-hmm. There wasn't 5 feet available, probably.
Oh, no.
I mean, you had to work through your way to try to get through that place.
Yeah.
But it was festive. It was a great atmosphere. It was wonderful. Now, I had a complaint, though, from somebody who thought having alcoholic beverages available on the sidewalk will turn us into Vegas, and then we'll have broken bottles, and people will step on it and cut their feet.
Huh. Really?
Wow. that was kind of slipping for me real quick.
I thought really fast, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of talent to pull that.
Wow. I hadn't been too concerned about that.
But I have heard nothing.
You would still be responsible for the area in front of your building. I mean,
I think you'd be responsible for everything up to the perimeter, but I mean, if you were, whatever organization was serving down there, you'd ultimately be responsible. And I think, I don't know that there's anybody that would be so short sighted. We're going to sell glass bottles on Main Street.
I bought a glass bottle. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done. It's always in plastic cups.
Yeah.
Well, it was aluminum.
Okay.
Okay, aluminum. I was just
going to
say, because I know that when I've been there, it's been plastic cups.
Yeah, that's always been a concern.
Yeah.
There's plastic cups, and plastic cups are identifiable so you can see who has, you know, a legitimate drink, you know, that has alcohol in it. And
but now, when you're serving, and I was with some friends over at the Pine House right across the street, and they had big tubs of ice with cans of beer in it.
Oh yeah,
that they were selling,
and that's just for consumption on the premises.
That doesn't mean you walk down the street.
No, you can't do that.
Nope.
So it's still the responsibility of that restaurant to keep it under control.
Yeah.
So I don't see a problem. I think I'm embracing it.
We've pulled it off successfully, you know, at least probably 10, 15 times since we've been open, where everyone has, you know, all cooperated. And, you know, it just makes downtown like the old block.
It is.
We knew we would talk about beer. It was just going to happen.
It doesn't have to be beer. It could be anything. But
it's being slightly beer-centric.
But alcohol has its own issues of control.
Oh, yeah. Always. I mean, with that, you know, that, you know, people are trying to take it in, trying to take it out, you know,
When this COVID first started, I came to your restaurant, which you could only eat outside at that time, and then there was a picnic table that was out front that I went and sat down on to eat something I bought from your place, and a police officer came by and said, "You have to move, you can't sit still," and I left. But then they removed the picnic table shortly after.
Huh.
The city picked those up.
Right.
It was a metal picnic table.
Yeah,
that was
one of the city's tables.
One of the city's tables.
Yeah.
And they picked it up and got rid of it. But I don't think anyone knew the rules. Nobody knew, so I wasn't going to argue with the police officer.
You'll lose that one.
Yeah. That's
keeps me out of jail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My dad was a cop. I know that one. You don't argue with the police officer.
You have to take a break.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Mixed clouds and sunshine today, temperatures again below average, low 60s this afternoon, 48 tonight, cloudy tomorrow, scattered mainly afternoon showers, upper 60s, chance for more showers Thursday night into early Friday morning. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Mickey D's Cocktail Lounge has a new look because they have new ownership. Come celebrate to live entertainment and dance to your favorite oldies or country. If singing is your thing, karaoke every Monday and Wednesday, 6 p.m. till 10. Mickey D's is a supporter of our local veterans. Oh, mark an appointment on your calendar to join in. Bring a friend or the whole office. Mickey D's opens 10 a.m. daily. 12635 South Frontage Road.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have in studio with us this morning Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have Chris Wheeler, who owns Prison Hill. We all know him for that because of the great beer there, but he is very soon to be the new Chairman of the Board at the Chamber. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
Kim. Good morning. And so I handed you the 2022 calendar when we first walked in today. And it's going to be a busy year.
There's a lot of colors on this.
There's a lot. I like color. They can't see it, but I like color. I like everything to be color-coded.
You said this is going to be easy.
It will. We'll make it painless. Fortunately, you don't have to go to everything.
How would I go to?
You do. You already go to almost everything.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
That's not even an issue. But we have our annual dinner coming up.
Yes, we do,
but somebody's going to be in Steamboat instead.
I might actually be Steamboat. That one, I'm not avoiding it, I promise.
Oh, yeah, sir.
in general, I mean, our mixers and our breakfast events are a great place to, you know, see and be seen and see people, and the annual dinner is always something that I always look forward to. I'm a little bummed that in my taking the helm, I'm going to miss it.
It happens. You know, but we're going to have fun without you, sorry.
Okay.
And I know you'll have fun without us, too.
I'm offering to zoom in.
You're offering to, yes, he has offered to zoom in so that we can do that. Russ, you're going to be there, right?
Nope.
At the annual dinner?
I hadn't put it on my calendar.
Oh.
Do I need to be there?
Yeah, you need to be there.
Is there a microphone for me? Or?
There is, actually. There is, actually, because we're doing something a little bit different this year.
Karaoke?
Ooh, I don't know.
Anybody
wants,
yeah. Oh,
that's
I mean, that would definitely
a,
start my year off
right.
That's
not that different.
That's
yeah.
You know what? Just for you, Russ, we could probably come up with one song, and we're gonna have Russ up there, and we'll zoom Chris in from Steamboat. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm sensing a little Hank Williams here.
No, we're gonna. So we're doing a chance auction, and Russ, we've asked Russ to be one of our gongers. Can't you see Russ as a gonger?
I could do that.
You could do that. You could know how to hit a gong.
I could.
That takes a heavy skill set right there.
It does take a heavy skill set right there. But those gongers are extremely important because they determine who wins the raffle prizes as we go through the evening. So, Russ, that's going to be important for
him. Yeah, see, the bad thing about raffle prizes is, is there's going to be a winner, and then there's a whole group of people who don't like you.
Russ, that's why I'm having you do it. I figured you could handle
there,
it.
There
you go.
No, we've got quite a few. We've got Sheriff Wilmot is going to come in.
Perfect.
And we're at least, so we're only having you do like 10 to 15 priorities so that they only don't like you for a few minutes. And then they can
dislike somebody else.
So I know that Sheriff Wilmot has confirmed that he will be there to do a few.
Yeah,
Colonel McFaul will be there to do a few. So it's going to be fun. Actually, my favorite response so far of asking people to come be the gonger is Dr. Kaur, who unfortunately is out of town.
Mm.
But he let me know that he was going to be out of town, and he basically said, my lifelong dream of being a gonger is going to have to go unfulfilled still. So
we'll have to be able to check that off the calendar. Yeah,
I know, right. we'll have to make that up to him. And so see, Chris, you're gonna miss being a gonger too. You're just gonna have to find a way to do it from Steamboat. We'll ship a separate gong up to you or something.
I'm good with that. I just bring a mallet with me.
You'll just bring a mallet with you.
And I will be there with the former chair of the table.
Yes, exactly.
So maybe what I'll do is I'll just stick Matt.
Gong him.
Poor Matt. I'm like. Sitting back. And so we actually have a ton of events. That's why people can't see the calendar. But we will be putting it up on our website pretty soon. It's a full calendar. We've got a couple months where there's only two, but mostly it's three. We've got 3 to 4 events a month coming up this coming year.
We are busy.
And so one of the first ones we have coming up is on January 21st. We have an education session and the business essentials. And that's one of the things that we're starting new this year and kind of talking about. We're really good, I think, at the networking event.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get more into, like you were talking about, helping the businesses with whether it be education or legislation or regulation or, you know, making sure that the businesses stay in business. I think we've got networking down.
We've got the networking down, which is good, because when you have somebody like I was 10 years ago trying to navigate the ways of the municipality and the ways of the state and some of the things that you need just to operate, you know, it might just be something as simple as, where do you buy this from to resell it? That's good when you can meet other people in business. But for a first-time business owner, first-time somebody starting up, you don't know the questions that you have to answer. Sometimes the questions just aren't on the radar yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those happen, you have to have a resource to do it. And I think the Chamber can act as that resource, or at least put them in touch with somebody that can answer the question. I think that's where the networking has to come in and been very, very strong. But I think if we do that directly, I think we might strike an arrow.
So my big question is, why are you a member of the Chamber, but why did you go on the Chamber board? Why did you want to be there?
Because I believe in business. I believe in supporting business. I believe in the work at the state level that the Chamber does to promote legislation that is pro-business. We are our own destiny in the business world. We determine our own destiny within sometimes it's just market risk, but having, say, undue or unnecessary regulations in place that would keep us from doing what we're out there to do, especially if there's a buy in public, is something I think the really works hard at doing. And it really keeps the interest of the business owner and the businesses at heart. For me, that's a huge one. I was at an Arizona Brewers Guild vote when some of the bigger breweries, bigger beer producers, had introduced legislation that would have limited somebody like me from producing more beer than I had been producing in a way that benefited them terribly, but really came down on the 100 other breweries in the state in a very negative way. And Don was up at the state level, was talking about something else, saw me sitting in the crowd with the rest of the guild members. What's going on? I informed him. He looked at me. Oh, absolutely. I can see why this could hurt, a local business, and I'm on board. And he tag teamed off of what he was doing and kind of jumped on our side and registered his disapproval for what was happening. And ultimately, the guild was successful at fending it off. But had it not, three of the biggest breweries in the state would have been capped with their production numbers and no longer been able to grow. Chambers having that voice representing a business community or even a business segment is important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I got on the board, being able to, you know, have a voice and direct input into those kind of things, really, I mean, kind of speaks.
Well, and speaking of which, we've gotten some questions. You know, we kind of changed the way we do our, are doing our election this year. And we are doing a slate as opposed to a popular vote. Can you talk a little bit about why we did that?
Well, we had a lot of open seats.
We did.
I think that's probably one of the first ones. But we had a really nice vetting process, and I think we're able to bring in this slate of directors a compliment to the board in terms of perspective that is, you know, the process the way it was before. We wouldn't have been guaranteed that. This way we have a really nice broad perspective. We have some good representation from across the county, which is also important.
Mm-hmm.
You can't neglect areas of Yuma County that you might not go to every day. You know, people want to refer to the South County, but it's still Yuma County.
Mm-hmm.
And they function completely differently, but it's still within our purview. So having, you know, the ability to represent or see what the issues are that don't necessarily affect Yuma in general is extremely important, I think. And this gets us in that direction.
I was pretty amazed. One of the things that I noticed taking over the chamber compared to other organizations in the past is, in the past, I've had to ask people to be board members. And here, people want to be board members. We're actually able to pick and choose. You know, there's actually, I mean, last year when I started, there was actually an election. We had more people wanting to be on the board than we had seats to fill. And even this year, with having a lot of seats to fill.
I thought you were going to say that the preponderance of women on the board, or the women in business.
that actually... there for a little bit, it was beginning to look like you and Mike Mendez were going to be the only men on the board.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is fantastic, because if you think about, you know, women in business, that is a really good indication of what it looks like out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as many female business owners as I know men, which I think is fantastic. I think it's, you know, that's possibly one of those things that, you know, we could sing that up a little bit. And there's nothing in the way that's going to, and nothing's going to stand in your way from doing something like that.
Yeah, it was. We did add some men to the slate, but that wasn't necessarily taken into consideration when we...
No, it definitely wasn't, but I did look around one day realizing, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm the only one who cursed us. That's my shoes.
we could fix that. But it was, because that was one of the, you're right, I did notice that, because
mm-hmm.
it's funny, I'm used to it, a very male-dominated board, but we had a very female-dominated board for a while.
But it's nice that our board, but we have a really diverse board. We have small business, we have big business, we have corporations,
mm-hmm.
we have, you know, APS, which is going to sound to me, Mendez with the Caballeros, which is a nonprofit. We have, you know, a really broad segment that we can draw from. So when there's an issue that comes up, there are people that are on the board that can speak intelligently to that issue, which is exactly what you want in the chamber. So if somebody is calling from a business that has 25 employees, we have somebody that can say, okay, well, this is a concern when you get to be this size, as opposed to a business that has 50 or 500. I think that's going to be one of our strengths. And we've got diversity over market segments. We've got retail. We've got
hospitality.
Utilities, we've got hospitality, utilities. I mean, it's there. I mean, this is what you have, agriculture now. So I think this is all very, very good for us coming up.
Well, and not only small business owners, but we now even brought in franchises and everything. So that was why we went to the slate.
Right.
And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Yuma Collectors West Gun Shows, formerly Murphy's, is back at Yuma County Fairgrounds this weekend. Start out your new year right. You'll find all your favorite vendors along with dealers new to the area. Find rifles, custom knives, ammo, pistols, scopes, and reloading supplies. The best brand names at the best prices. Bring your guns to sell, trade, or have appraised. Tickets are just $8. For more information, see us at CollectorsWest.com. Experience the best winter gun and knife show in Yuma this weekend at the Yuma Civic Center. Don't miss it. United Toyota has the gift that keeps giving with hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving weekly and ready to go to a good home. Sedans, trucks, SUVs, all with special holiday pricing. Visit UnitedToyotaImperial.com today.
If you ever get annoyed, go get me a self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we have Russ Clark in here. Russ, good morning.
Executive Director of the Board.
Executive Director of the Board, okay.
This board.
got it. Yep. Soundboard. There we go. Well, we couldn't do the show without you, Russ.
There you go.
So that's important. And we have Chris Wheeler, who is soon to be known as the Chairman of the Board for the Chamber. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so Russ was asking off air, and so I said, we can ask on air.
Well, I didn't know what really you meant by a slate. I wasn't going to ask on air, but then... I saw you were like digging different segments of businesses in big box stores, or
right? You know,
I think that's prudent to try to get a representation across the different types of businesses, so that you don't have all restaurants or you don't have all auto parts stores or something.
Because if you focus on, if your perspective gets too narrow, it stays too narrow.
So you need a banker, you need a lawyer, you need some of that stuff out there. Although I don't think that's defined in the organization.
No, I don't. That's not specifically called.
It is actually in our bylaws now. It's not specific, but our bylaws that we, when we changed them last year, it basically said that when we are coming up with board names or coming up with potential board members, that we are supposed to look at diversity, not only diversity. You know, people hear diversity and they necessarily
think race
and that kind of thing.
Race is the big hot topic,
And I get that, but that's not necessarily what we meant.
I'm pretty sick of race. We need to get rid of it.
But what we meant was we needed diversity of location. We need diversity of business type. We need diversity because people hear Chamber and they think of members like Chris and Prison Hill Brewery, but they don't realize that, like, the Walmart's in town, hall member.
Well, yeah, manufacturers gonna have a different issue than a restaurant, which have different
issues. Yeah, like Shaw is a member. Right. We have a very diverse membership. There's about 700 businesses in town.
So we had a lot of slots open. You were looking to fill.
Right.
It was across the business spectrum.
Yeah, that's really the attempt. The attempt is to get much more diversity, and in terms of market segment.
I know, not the pronoun diversity. You're talking about business diversity.
Although we don't care about that either.
it's unfortunate thing. We just tend to get monopolized and associated with one thing or the other one. It's just a word.
It is just a word. Yeah. So we meant business diversity, business segment diversity, industry diversity, to make sure that we were representing all our entire membership.
Right.
Basically.
700 is a fantastic number. I think my personal opinion, it should be larger. If you've got a business in and you have an interest in making that business successful, why wouldn't you want a voice in an organization that has an express direction that says, we will support these endeavors?
Right.
And I think that's part of the value.
Mm-hmm.
Is getting that aggregate opinion from everybody and say, okay, like, what's collectively good for all of us?
Now, I'm a member of the Chamber. Unfortunately, I'm on the radio show. I get to go to the breakfast. I haven't attended those. And those are great, great networking functions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I make it, and I'm awake, because they are quite early, they're absolutely fantastic. But I have an amazing significant other that tends to prod me at all the right moments. That's your alarm. You need to get up. Okay.
Okay, and she's also a Chamber member.
She's also a
very active Chamber member.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, they're little AEA.
Yeah, the AEA is actually one of our major sponsors throughout the year.
Yeah. No, and they're fantastic. They do wonderful things for the Chamber. Yeah. So, it would be remiss to not give them at least a small shout out.
Well, of course. Absolutely. We have two Diamond members, and one is AEA Federal Credit Union, and the other one is First Bank Yuma. And so can't thank them enough. I don't mind thanking them on air. Can't thank them enough. They really help us keep going and do what we need to do. But that am I so Russ, yeah, I know Precision is a chamber member. Why are you a chamber member since you can't make it to the breakfast?
Oh, to support the exact same things that Chris talks about supporting, you know, and to make sure that recognition. I don't know that the chamber's necessarily going to bring me extra business unless I go to the functions, unless I make myself go to those. I can't just because of timing, but there's no way I'm not going to support it. No way I'm not going to get involved in it. And I've been on the board. I've been on the board of the chamber, and I like what they're doing, what they represent, and I know if I needed something, I could call, and we're going to get help get some direction or be directed to where I can get it.
Right. I think you said this. You said something that's perfect, but a lot of people get slightly confused. Like, well, I joined the chamber, but I didn't see any extra business there.
You know,
but that's not always what the role of the chamber is. If the chamber can facilitate that, I think, yeah, and the networking, that will make that happen. But you're essentially doing that yourself when you're participating in these networking events. But the bigger overriding thing is that the chamber is there so you can do what you're doing. And let's make this and let's facilitate it in a way that lets you, you know, reach for that dream.
Right.
And, you know, and reach for the goal too. So that, if we do our jobs right, and we are an effective chamber.
It supplies a great venue
to
be able to get that business done.
Right.
Yeah. But you still have to show up.
You still have to show up.
Get an alarm clock, Chris. Get one, you know.
I like, as long as we're doing, you know, our membership committee chair now is Art Morales with National Bank. And he was a former chair of the board, too.
Yeah.
And he always, when he does the new member orientations, he always tells them it's like a gym membership. He's like, you can keep paying your dues, but if you don't go to the gym, you're not going to see any results.
If Art is his Pied Piper chamber speech, is fantastic. He has an elevator.
He's a community guy.
He is.
Just knocks it out of the park. So, yeah, Art's good on a number of levels. I think he's good for the chamber, but he's also really out there involved.
Well, and one of the things that people come to me about is they're like, how do you know all these people? Especially if they don't realize what I do for a living, you know, because I do try to have a life outside of the chamber on occasion. And
what?
I know.
I see you're already looking at
it. Yeah. Having a beer at Prison Hill, right?
Oh, very.
Strong rolls.
One occasionally, though.
Strong rolls. That's strong rolls.
Yeah. This
is good. I don't care that they're healthy. But anyway, people ask me, they're like, they're saying something. Well, like, for example, I know that I was talking to a group of kids, and I said, well, I know your principal. And finally, the kid, he looks and says, is there anybody in town you don't know? And I'm like, well, there's over 100,000 people in Yuma. There's a lot of people I don't know. But the nice thing about being with the chamber is the owners of the businesses and the managers of the businesses and the government, you know, our elected officials and the people that work in our government are usually there.
If you don't know the person, you know a person that knows the person.
Uh-huh.
And that is an easy, and that's one of the best things.
That's true.
We are a community of just mutual support. You're missing something. There's somebody out there that is willing to help you. This is not a, you know, every man for himself community at all.
No.
You're not even in the slightest.
No, but you have to get involved now, too. You have to ask. You have to talk to people.
Right.
It's readily available. Doors are open here.
Oh, yeah. Doors are open, and people will absolutely step up.
If you're going to work hard and support your business, there's people are going to come to your aid.
Yeah, 100%. And it's, that, I think, is another, really one of those benefits that we didn't see coming. Post-closures and everything else, but the community stepped up and supported local businesses in a way that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just across the board, incredible. From the big businesses, you know, the small physicians offices, it was just a real hyper-focus on local. And I think that made a noticeable change. The businesses responded to that consumer report, that consumer support, by, you know, upping their game. And that's trickling down in a good way.
I know, I kind of came on the chamber at a good time. I thought it was a bad time.
I was mortified when we were going through these interviews, losing John and everything else happening. And it's like, okay, let's onboard Kim. And all of a sudden, the world changed. Nobody was sure what was going to happen.
It's coming back, though. I do.
I hope not.
Why?
Because I want to close again.
No. I mean, the world's coming back to where it was.
Oh, okay.
We're getting passes.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
I'm not sure it's coming back the way it was.
Stop it right now. I'm not going to accept anything less.
But what Chris was talking about, I'm not 100% sure it's coming back like it was, because a lot of people have become focused on hyperlocal, and so I think there have been some good things.
I thought you meant as far as restrictions.
Coming back.
The restrictions are going to go away.
No, I
think we're done with them.
Yeah,
I mean, mentally, I think we're done.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
In the way it's coming back, we see more people at our tables that are camped out working from laptops. That are working amazing. I mean, we have businesses that were big businesses.
Isn't that nice?
That don't need the square footage plan. So they're 10,000 square foot office. They get by in 5,000 square feet, and their staff is still as productive. That's amazing.
There's a lot of land opportunity in New York City now. People have moved out. They realize they can stay. They can go to your place here in Yuma and do finances for New York.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time. I have one friend whose wife's a video game designer, and her office is off the
building. I bet.
Like, it's amazing. But she works completely from home on her schedule, but I think on the downside, it's also led to a whole lot of efficiencies, and you're seeing people who are being outsourced for jobs being combined. They realize that I don't need two people to do this job. I can do it with one consultant.
And you think that's a bad or a good?
I think it's good for business. I think that it's going to force people into areas peripheral to where they've been. I think that's going to cause some broadening.
It's going to cause stabilization's got to come, and there's a maturity to it, and there's going to be a resistance to it.
I think at the end of the day, you're going to see improvements across efficiency, and you're going to see just market segments change.
But I think that's come with every change we've ever had.
I would also agree.
Yeah, when the computers first came, and I remember I was with Napa Corporate, and only half our stores were computerized, and we were still going through that transition of getting computers and everything. And I literally had to sit down and talk to some guys who talked about computers are ruining. I know people are unemployed because of computers. Computers are terrible. And I was shocked about that for those conversations. It's like, you know, the buggy whip salesman saying cars are horrible.
Yeah. It's going to happen. You know, there's always something that precipitates
robotics are right next. I mean, you look at what they're doing with robotics, because the minimum wages are being shoved up artificially by government. And people are, you know, now we've got a lot of investments in robotics, crazy investments. And we haven't seen them roll out yet. We've got a few restaurants using Flippy, which turns hamburgers.
That'll never happen.
I want to see the little robots. Have you seen at the colleges now where they have little robots that do the food deliveries?
Really?
Oh, God. My niece
goes
to UW.
I don't even have a Roomba.
It's all the size of a dog. My niece goes to UW Madison. I know they do them there. And then when Peyton and I visited Embry Riddle, they have these little, they order their food on an app. And they put them inside the little robot, and the robot drives to wherever they are on campus, and then they use their app on their phone to open up the robot and get their food out.
Hotels have been doing a lot of that.
I am like, now I'm all over the freaking place. You're right.
I think all of downtown we could do, deliveries.
Yes.
They can't go all over town because they have to be on a sidewalk.
That's a reason they invented it.
But I'm waiting for Prison Hill to deliver my food to the chamber by robot. I'm only like 3 blocks away.
Downtown robots? I'd be all over that.
It's becoming available quickly.
I'm all for it now.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it 5 minutes ago.
There's places in Scottsdale that use it now. And a lot of it's, you know, to try and test the equipment and make sure it's all working properly.
We were just up there and saw a fleet of those self-driving cars.
Yes.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Did you jump out in front of one, see if it stopped?
I don't advise it. I seriously don't advise it. There we go.
There have been people purposely harassing the self-driving cars because they don't like them.
Yeah. Mm. Well, probably the Uber drivers.
Yeah, they're trying to cut them off.
Yeah.
To make sure that they create an accident, and they don't.
Right.
But see, that's what I was thinking about the Uber and the Grubhub and the Postmates drivers and everything with these little robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and, you know, the person that leans on the board is the guy that owns the company that makes robots. That's the input.
There we go. We can have everybody have
We don't have one in town.
I know.
Yeah. But it was pretty amazing. I mean, they could actually even use their meal plan and have a little robot for $2 deliver their food. So anyway, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed,
are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
When you really love your community, you show that love in a number of ways. You volunteer your time and donate to your favorite charities. But did you know that there are ways to give that can provide you or a loved one with supplemental income? I'm Veronica Shore with the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma. If you'd like to learn how a life income gift can make a difference for generations, talk to us today at 928-539-5343 or visit azfoundation.org/Yuma. Give where you live and get income for life. azfoundation.org/Yuma.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have Chris Wheeler, the about to be chairman of the board of the chamber. He's grinning at me. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
sir. Yeah, exactly, because you're a little busy because you're also the chairman of the board or president of Yuma Rotary right now, too.
Yeah, double duty right now.
You are double duty right now.
Yeah.
Please don't try to make it.
My hair's already white. I'm not going to make
it. Hair's not white yet. It's getting there.
It's mostly white.
It's still got some pepper in there. It's okay. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about as we're talking about the chamber today is one of the things that we've been doing, and I know that you don't have one and Russ doesn't have one, but annual plans
for
the chamber.
With the chamber?
Yeah.
Why would I?
What's it entail? So an annual plan with the chamber, so that's one of the things we're actually introducing it to everybody. Thanks, Ross. And then you set me right up for that. I know, exactly. So annual plans. So when I mentioned that AEA Federal Credit Union First Bank Yuma are diamond members, it's because they have an annual plan with the chamber. And what they do, instead of every time we have a Good Morning Yuma, every time we have a mixer, every time we have, you know, the annual dinner or the expo or whatever other event we're doing, instead of registering for it every time and going along throughout the year, they actually decide at the beginning of the year what they're going to do for the year. They actually say, hey, well, we know that we're going to sponsor the annual dinner and we would like to have this sponsorship at the golf tournament. And we know that we're going to have 6 employees attending every single Good Morning Yuma, so we're just going to go ahead and purchase all of this stuff up front. And they basically come up with their annual plan. This is what they're going to do with the chamber for the entire year. And as a thank you for doing that, we give them free stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I like free stuff.
I know.
But I think it's look, as a business guy,
mm-hmm.
the more planning you do it like that ahead of time versus last minute, you're just way ahead,
mm-hmm.
and then you let your employees know that this is important issues. You know, I want you to go to this one in June, this one in May, and you know, get commitments and get those kinds of things and agreement up front,
mm-hmm.
and then you get more invested in the community that way. I think it's a great idea, even without the gifts. But don't get me wrong, I want the free stuff.
Right? Yeah, it's a good value,
yeah.
And you're right. And as businesses, if we can't plan,
mm-hmm.
flying blind is not a good idea.
No.
I think an idea where you're going is always the first
thing. Yeah, you don't want to get to the point where, you know, hey, did we make money last month? I don't know. Let's check the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah. Hey, lights on, lights off.
But not only that, but it also helps the businesses to know what we're going to have coming.
Right.
You know, instead of just, you know, oh, I didn't know you guys had a golf tournament in December. Now we have a list of everything that this is what we're doing for all of 2022. We have every event spelled out, ready to go. We even know.
Busy.
Tim has been busy. We even know, like, for the next 6 or so Good Morning Yumas, I can even tell you who the speakers are going to be.
Oh, wow.
At this point.
That's plan your work your plan.
Right.
I just made that up.
I think that still works everywhere. Sales 101 right there.
Yeah, there it is. It really actually is.
I say,
hey, you're out of time. No, you're not. You have 10 minutes.
Well,
I was not paying attention to the board. I was talking. You know. I thought, my God, I'm running out of time.
Well, if you do the plan your work, I do fail to plan to fail.
I'm a more positive guy than that.
Apparently, that's empty.
I don't do anything about a plan and a backup plan. It's probably a backup plan.
Which is why, you know, the poor chamber board, they've been worked out pretty hard this year with, okay, I want a plan, I want a budget, I want everything. Apparently a business person at heart, because in reality, the chamber's a business.
That's true. If you have a nonprofit and you run a nonprofit, I'm going to spend as much money as I can, and then when I run out, I'll just go ask for more. Then, and we've seen that.
But they call it politician. We're business.
Like that,
We're doing business over here.
One of the things that Kim and I found out, and I think this is going to actually work out really well for us, is when we did our candidate retreat, which is all the planning for the next few years and kind of getting a direction, was we were given by the facilitator a personality test, a really brief personality profile test. And I scored about where I figured I was going to score, and then we had all these little dots on the board. And then there was this other little dot right next to my dot. That was Kim's dot.
You guys think alike?
Apparently we think alike.
It was pretty... In fact, our dots had to be made smaller. Because we were in the same spot.
Right.
And so they made us... They made our dots a little bit smaller because they had to put together.
I think I'd be a big dot. I mean, out by myself somewhere. I don't know.
Well, most of the board members were big dots.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was really interesting. 4 quadrants on the board. And, you know, 2 pretty disparate groupings, you know. And we have a very similar type of person on the board.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just going to go back to the plate. I think we've actually filled in some of those quadrants that we're lacking.
Right.
Which is good because it gives us perspectives that we didn't have.
And it was great because the staff took it too, which was great for me. Because I got to know where I had a good idea where they were already. But it was nice to actually see that for me, to see the visual representation of it.
Yeah,
and so now we kind of joke about it in the office because I'll do something. And Anna in the office, our event coordinator, she's like in a completely different quadrant than I am. And so I'll say something about her coming behind me.
It's funny. There was definitely a group of people in that room that was not, that were risk averse, and then a group of people that were suddenly not. And tonight, unfortunately, fall into the knot, or fortunately.
So it's kind of one of those things where it was like, okay, well, Chris and Kim are like the visionaries. We're like, well, we want to do this. We're going to go forward. We're big picture. Hey, we're going to do this. And then, fortunately, though, we had a big group of people that were like
the work people.
Yeah, this is how you have to make it work, and that will kind of... Not necessarily rein us back in, but make sure that they, how do you put it, clean up our mess.
Yeah.
So poor Anna, because
yeah.
she's the person in the office that has to do that.
Well, but it gets done.
It does.
And that's good. So, you know, there's always has to be somebody in the room that has the idea.
Yep.
Yep.
And without that, there's really nothing else. But it's come on.
It does. But basically, so with the annual plan, just so you know, that's because that's okay. I like getting off. That's the military that gets to go over. Those are my squirrels. But the annual plans, basically, they start at $3,000. And if you think about it, it doesn't take that long to get to $3,000. We have members that get to the $3,000 just with one thing. For example, included in the business structure we do every year.
Right.
And if you've got one of those cover ads, they're already over $3,000. So they can have an annual plan basically with just one thing on it, and suddenly have hit the where they get the free enhanced listings on our website. And that's something a lot of members don't realize that our website is... That's one of the other things that the chamber does. Our website is actually very active. We get hundreds and hundreds, it's probably thousands of people on it all the time.
During the shutdown, the chamber website was probably the location to find the most up-to-date information, more than municipalities, more than
kind of going through that and everything. Mm-hmm. You can get real time information as it happens. And, you know, where to go by. Everyone can, you know, what's open, what the rules are, to where they'll find sanitizer, or you name it, it's always up there. And it's a really good place for businesses and people in general to stay informed.
And they still do. And people from out of town, when they can't figure out, I mean, because we get phone calls all the time that you don't think about with the chambers, we think business, and we get phone calls, you know, what are the hours to go to El Gadona? It's, you know, or things like that. But people from out of town, they go to the chamber. They look to us to get their information.
Oh, yeah.
And they go to our website to get their information, and we have a business directory
right
on there. And what, and our members, what they can do is every member is in our directory. Every member is automatically in our directory.
No matter what.
And you are all up to date, but did you check your numbers?
I did not.
Because you can actually go in there and look at statistics and see how many times you've been included in a search on the chamber website. You can go in there and see how many times people have left our website to go to your website through the link from our website. You can look at all of your analytics from the chamber website to see exactly where they went to yours.
I did not know that.
And so we actually keep track of that. We actually look at to see, to make sure that people are visiting the different businesses, and we kind of played around with some enhanced listings and things like that to see if that makes a difference. And it does. For example, adding your logo makes it more likely, at least from what we can tell, makes it more likely that people will go visit your business over another business in the directory.
Oh, that's cool.
Just because they need that visual and they need that information. And so that's what these annual plans are. Some things they get for free is they get those enhanced listings with the logo and with the more information and pictures, and you can even add video if you want to your page on the chamber website. I promise it's not.
Okay.
Because really all you have to do is put the video in and it does it for you. Or you might know somebody at the chamber office that might help you get the video.